I'm a boxer and I'm a winner, and I want to prove that I'm the best. You know, I'm a world champion. I'm ranked behind Cal. I want to finish the year being number one. Christmas number one. It sounds nice, doesn't it? You know, I think that I've won the world title, and yeah, they've had a lot of praise, but I still feel like I've got a lot to prove. And sometimes fights don't happen when they should do. Why not get it on? We're under the same banner. I feel like I've got the beating of Carl, so let's get it on.
It's been a lot of mutual respect at the second of three media conferences today, but Carl has says that he thinks that his best beats your best, and in reply he said you thrive on that underdog pressure.
Yeah, like, listen, it goes without saying, isn't it? He's not going to turn around and say that I'm you know, he's not going to say that he thinks I win the fight, is he? He's going to believe in himself, and he's a confident fighter, and that's the same with me. There is a lot of mutual respect there. We both fight him, and we've both come from nowhere to the Dizzy Heights of world level, and listen, we'll do our talking in the ring. You know, in the build-up, they said to me, is he going to be really nasty and things? But I don't see no reason for it to be so. You know, that's not out of my character. I was a bit nasty in the last build-up with Selby because there was genuine hatred there. This time round, there's respect. Like I said, when it comes to the night, you know, the first bell will go and we'll be looking to hurt each other. But up until then, you know, it's going to be pretty much respectful. The fans will enjoy a good fight and it'll be create a good atmosphere.
You've said there's a lot of mutual respect between the both of you. Are you surprised how alike you are, not just in the ring but outside the ring as well?
Well, I don't think you really look too much to similarities until you really realise, and when people mention it. And yeah, you know, I've watched Carl on telly, you know, many times, and like I say, I followed his career, and you see, and you hear in interviews how he conducts himself, and you see that he's a straight talking man. He's a man of his people. He likes his sport and his football and stuff, and you still do see similarities. And to be honest, we are, majority of boxers are like that. You obviously get the odd one with the screw loose, and they like to kick off at press conferences, but those who've come from now seem to be, it's in their nature to just be well respectful, and that's same with Carl. So yeah, there's many qualities that we do share. It's just that I've got the beating of him, and that's it.
And finally, Josh, what's the bigger challenge, knuckling down to training or keeping an eye on your dad and your trainer Sean in the news conferences? He gets a bit lively.
Oh, it does get a bit lively, doesn't he? But listen, it's all what I'm used to. I've seen him do a bit like that many times. You want to see him behind closed doors, it's even worse. So that was quite tame, to be honest with you.
Well, you've just done one documentary in the build-up to the fight. So the next one could be Josh and Sean behind closed doors. Well, watch out for that.
Yeah, with a new Laurel and Hardy, aren't we?
Carl, what's on the line for you at this point in your career against Josh?
I think everything. You know, I'm 31 years old now, but I believe that these are my prime years. I think since teaming up with Jamie and everyone else, and Frank and MTK, that I'm performing better than I've ever done. I suppose my last two fights, definitely, I've definitely performed two of my best performances. I think very relaxed and listening and do a game plan and carrying it out. Everything's on the line. I want to win the fight. It's just before Christmas. You know, I have two kids and a wife that want to be going home and as a loser on Christmas Day, and I don't think it's going to happen.
Over the last couple of years, you've taken care of business outside the ring and inside the ring. What sort of questions have you been asking yourself this year about what your motivation is to carry on?
Proof of doubters wrong is the main motivation, and I've got plenty of them these days, but you know, I use my kids and my family as motivation. This is a chance of, you know, security for the future. I know that I'm 31. You don't go on, you don't box and forever. So it's about setting up a healthy, secure family life, and that's the main motivation, really.
And as part of that, have you actually given yourself sort of some ambitions and time scales that you want to try and hit over the next year or so?
Yeah, of course, you have a little eye to the future, and I want to be involved in big fights. But Josh Warrington's the main man of my men at the minute, and once I have this fight and come away into the new year as a world champion, then we look to the future and we talk about Santa Cruz and Gary Russell and Valdez and all them big names, and try and unify a second division.
Any danger that you're underrating Josh and his boxing abilities?
Not in the slightest. I've done it before, and you know, I've underrated opponents before, and any time I've done it, I ended up my backside twice in the first round, so I'll not let that mistake happen to me again, and I'm definitely not underestimating Josh.
Finally, Carl, this is the second of three press conferences. If there was one question that you could ban, you didn't have to answer because you've answered it 5,000 times, what would it be?
I haven't a clue. They all seem to be very similar, so I'd probably just ban them all and show a repeat of the first press conference.
Well, I'm going to ban myself. Thank you for your time, and look forward to the build-up.
Cheers, mate.